Part 1.
Listen then, fill in the missing words.
I heard that you moved to a house in the country. Do you like your new house, Nga?
Oh, I love it. It's really big and cute.
Are there many rooms in your new house?
Yes, there are. There is a living room, a big kitchen, 2 bedrooms, and 2 bathrooms. 1 bathroom is between the 2 bedrooms. The other one is next to the kitchen.
Is there a dining room?
No, there isn't. We eat in the kitchen because it's quite big. You know, the thing I love most is that there is a big yard and a large pond in front of the house. These are the places where my family likes to relax or fish on weekends.
Sounds great. What's in your bedroom?
My bedroom is big, but it doesn't have much furniture. There's just a bed, a bookcase, and an armchair. There's a lamp next to the bookcase on the floor. Another lamp is on the table next to the bed. There is a picture of my family on the table too.
Please come here and give me a hand.
Oh, my father is calling me. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Now listen again.
I heard that you moved to a house in the country. Do you like your new house, Nga?
Oh, I love it. It's really big and cute.
Are there many rooms in your new house?
Yes, there are. There is a living room, a big kitchen, 2 bedrooms, and 2 bathrooms. 1 bathroom is between the 2 bedrooms. The other one is next to the kitchen.
Is there a dining room?
No, there isn't. We eat in the kitchen because it's quite big. You know, the thing I love most is that there is a big yard and a large pond in front of the house. These are the places where my family likes to relax or fish on weekends.
Sounds great. What's in your bedroom?
My bedroom is big, but it doesn't have much furniture. There's just a bed, a bookcase, and an armchair. There's a lamp next to the bookcase on the floor. Another lamp is on the table next to the bed. There is a picture of my family on the table too.
Please come here and give me a hand.
Oh, my father is calling me. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That is the end of part one. Part two.
Nga is a student. Every day, she gets up at 6:15. She brushes her teeth, washes her face, and has breakfast at 6:30. Then, she gets dressed and goes to school at 6:45. She has classes from 7:15 to 11:30. She has lunch with her family at 12 o'clock. After lunch, she sleeps for about 1 hour. She does her homework from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the afternoon. After that, she plays badminton with her brother at 4:15. She usually helps her mother cook dinner at 5:30. She has dinner at 6:30. In the evening, she watches television from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. After that, she reads books and goes to bed at 10 o'clock.
Now listen to part two again.
Nga is a student. Every day, she gets up at 6:15. She brushes her teeth, washes her face, and has breakfast at 6:30. Then, She gets dressed and goes to school at 6:45. She has classes from 7:15 to 11:30. She has lunch with her family at 12 o'clock. After lunch, she sleeps for about 1 hour. She does her homework from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the afternoon. After that, she plays badminton with her brother at 4:15. She usually helps her mother cook dinner at 5:30. She has dinner at 6:30. In the evening, she watches television from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. After that, she reads books and goes to bed at 10 o'clock.
That is the end of part 2.